Next up on High Plains Morning, I've got a visitor in the studio. We have TJ Adams. He is with Stand Against Suicide. He's the organizer of this street corner demonstrations that happen across Amarillo. And they aim to shine a light on the serious threat of suicide among communities in our region. And TJ, I really thank you for coming in here. I wanted you to come in and tell us about what it is that you do, why you do it, and share a little bit of information about statistics and ways folks can get help. So thank you so much and welcome to High Plains Morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I first heard about your group through a friend, and I think it's really beautiful that you're just literally standing on a street corner and just holding signs. You never know who's passing, and the whole point is, hey, I'm here. This is something that has touched me, and there are just few people in this world anymore that suicide has not touched. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you first decide to found Stand Against Suicide?
Well, whenever I first decided to do it, I was going through a really hard time. My brother just committed suicide. He committed suicide on March 19th, 2017. And I was trying to figure out ways to help me get through it, help my mom, help everybody else get through it. And I was laying in bed one night and just real depressed, tried medications, tried counseling, tried things like that. It really didn't seem to be helping me all that much. And so I just kind of felt one night, woke up out of a dead sleep, real depressed, went and sat in the living room for a minute. And I was like, well, I've got to do something about this. And I knew it was a simple act of just standing on a street corner, letting people know that you care and that there's people out there that do care and that their life matters. And so I decided to set it up one day and had about 12 people show up to our first one. We stood on the corner of 23rd and 4th and Canyon, and had quite a few. I felt like a dummy at first, standing on the corner, people staring at me and looking at me funny. And then we had one girl come up, and she was in tears, and she was just hurting. And she was like, you have no idea what you just did to me. She's like, you saved my life. I've been contemplating suicide the last 2 or 3 weeks, and y'all standing out here really showed that there are people that care and that I can make it through this. And it was just one after another that day. And had a guy that showed up. He was going through some stuff. He just wanted a hug and somebody to pray with him. And it definitely touched us. And it made me feel better, because in that moment, it felt like my brother was standing there with us. So it was a very amazing moment. And we continued. We said we was going to do this for now on, because that us saving one person was worth it. So.
And that was your first demonstration.
Yes.
That's so crazy. Honestly, in Canyon, Texas, it's not even that big of a place.
No.
And you've got multiple people coming up to you and saying, you genuinely just changed the course of what I potentially would have done.
Definitely.
Unbelievable. Well, that must be a very inspirational start. So I can see where that would put you on this trajectory to staying very strong. I'm so sorry to hear about your brother. Were you too close? Was he from Amarillo?
Yes, we were very close. We were, even whenever we had a 3-bedroom house, he still wanted to sleep in the same room as me. So he was 2 years younger than I was. We grew up together, and I went into the military, and he stayed here, so it was kind of, that's the only thing that really separated us. But yeah, we were very, very close.
Now, we've been hearing quite a bit on the news. We've been hearing quite a bit, a lot of different kind of initiatives. You hear about suicide walks. You hear about suicide initiatives. People are talking about it a little bit more, but it still just seems to be something that no one really wants to address or talk about. And here you are coming forward with a group that literally just saying the words and making a presence known for this particular thing. And so many people are being touched by it. And they're like, that has affected me. I know someone. And we're hearing about it being on the rise right now.
Definitely. It's something that is taken over a whole lot of people. And it seems like it's overlooked until it's somebody that's close to them. And I mean, people try to shove it off. It's kind of like talking about sex, you know. It's people don't want to talk about it. It's uncomfortable.
Well,
to
it depends
them.
On the people now.
Right. It's something that's uncomfortable to them, and they don't want to talk about it until it hits home, and then they're like, you know, this is detrimental, and this is something that's very serious. And I think being more open about it, talking about their problems, and people they're being willing to listen is a big step going towards stopping this.
Yeah, we've all heard description of suicide, which I think is really just spot on, permanent solution to a temporary problem. But that problem doesn't feel temporary to those that are, you know, contemplating suicide. And you believe the best form is just like talking about it. Give us a few numbers. I know that a lot of your demonstrations, they rely specifically on these numbers. And these numbers are changing all the time right now as far as how many people are contemplating suicide and or have successfully committed suicide.
Well, the real disturbing part about it is that since 1999, it's gone up 30% from a recent study from the CDC.
Wow.
It's the second leading cause in Texas for kids from 10 to 14 years old, which is real disturbing. And one thing we do on our signs is there's a lot of groups that I'm in, and people will send the name and the age of their kid or their the person that they've lost to suicide. We'll write their name and their age on the poster so that that way we're standing for them as well. And we've had the youngest one we have on our sign is 9 years old. And then the average is basically one person every 3 hours in Texas, if you look at the numbers. And in 2017, there was 3,403 just in Texas. Per population, that's 100,000. A population of 100,000, that's 12 a day. So, I mean, roughly here in Amarillo, that's 200,000 people, and then that's 24 people a day here in Amarillo.
That's so hard to wrap my head around.
It's pretty disturbing. It's very disheartening.
Yeah. And you know, we're talking to folks across the High Plains, and this is not a Texas specific thing. This is going on quite a bit. We're hearing a lot of coverage by NPR. We're having a lot of coverage by national and international magazines, just talking about rural suicide specifically, and how that's on the rise. In your experience, what do you think makes someone in our region consider suicide? Does it seem to be there's these larger things that are more commonly, you know, affecting those on the High Plains versus those in more urban areas?
There's a lot of different scenarios, finances, relationship issues, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, many, many different things. People just have bipolar disorder, things like that, and they need to know that it's okay to go get help for that as well. And whenever they do sit there and they think about the suicide, they contemplate it, and it hits them to the point to where they don't want to hurt their family members. That isn't what's on their mind at that point in time. They're sitting there thinking about it, and they're like, you know, I just want this pain to end. And, you know, how you were saying earlier, it's a temporary problem or it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. But the other thing with suicide is that there's three vowels in the word suicide. It's U, I, and E. You and I usually meaning you're never in it alone. You and I. The E is for everyone. Everyone that you know, that you love, is affected by that decision. So it's a ripple effect. You may make that one decision, but that pain is dispersing and growing as it spreads out.
Now, your next event is going to be this Sunday, June 24th in Amarillo. That's 34th and Georgia from 2 p.m. to 4:01 p.m. How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it since about, I guess, last August. So we're coming up on a year. So about 10 months. And we've started at just here in Canyon and then in Amarillo. And we've grown to 16 different cities across the United States now. And we've had many people doing it in Oklahoma. There's four in Texas, Austin, Dallas area, and all the way up to New York, Philadelphia, Florida. They're all over the place. And I mean, for people that don't have one in their area that have been affected by suicide and they're looking for a way to help themselves and help others in that area, I urge them to try to start one in their area.
And now a lot of the issues that people are having, obviously, if they could just reach out and get help, there could be some kind of effect to this. But of course, we're hearing a lot about people without access to healthcare, without access to good mental health care. What do you recommend for people that are maybe even knocking the idea around or know someone who is potentially knocking the idea around? Where is the first place that you point them?
Usually in big cities and stuff like that, I usually point them towards the Pavilion. They have that outpatient services at places like that. Like you said earlier, the family support services, they have crisis lines. For the rural communities, there are Texas crisis centers that they can go to that is usually based off of an income. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a nonprofit started basically, we're going to call it STARS, which is Seeking Treatment Against Rural Suicide. And for these people that live out in these rural communities, this idea came about from a fellow. He was a veteran. He has PTSD. He was suicidal, and he lived in Follette, Texas. The closest place for him to get free help is here in Amarillo.
Oh, how far is Follette?
It's about 280 miles. That's about 280-mile drive. And they have a Texas Crisis Center there in Perryton that he was going to go to, but he's already depressed about his finances. He's not going to pay to do it. And so part of our nonprofit that we're trying to get set up will pay for them to go and get help at those Texas Crisis Centers so that they don't have to travel those long miles and stuff to get the free help that they need.
Now, if folks want to go ahead and reach out to you, get involved in your street corner demonstrations, and even possibly just help you get STARS off the ground, what's the best way folks can get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me on Facebook. We do have a group page, Stand Against Suicide, on there. You'll see a picture of a whole bunch of people holding up a sign that says Stand Against Suicide. Or you can just look me up at TJ Adams on Facebook, T-E-J-A-Y. Adams, A-D-A-M-S, and then just find me on there, and I post every time we're going to do one, so you can show up, or like I said, you can make your own if you're not from the area.
What do you hope to achieve as you are entering, you know, this far into this initiative? What do you hope to achieve for 2018?
I want to see those numbers go down. I want people to feel, it is a support group that we're doing, as well as saving others through the loss of a loved one. And I really want to see the numbers go down, because I've been through that pain and I know how bad it hurts. And it's not something that I would ever wish upon my worst enemy. I really hope that we can hit this on a nationwide level instead of just being here locally.
All right. The next event is this Sunday, June 24th, 34th in Georgia. If someone wanted to participate, what do they need to show up with? You need to bring a sign, bring what do you suggest?
We do have extra signs. You can bring your own if you want. We usually just write them out on a poster board, just something inspirational, something like that, that as you stand on that corner, people drive by, they could read. Or some people show up just holding a picture of the loved one that they lost so that you could put a face towards the person that committed suicide and why they're standing.
All right, TJ Adams, founder of Stand Against Suicide and soon to be founder of STARS. And we're so thrilled to have you on here. Folks, if you're in the Amarillo area and want to participate, Sunday, June 24th, 34th in Georgia, 2 to 4:01 p.m., go out, join TJ in this really noble initiative to just be a presence that is a support for those that are struggling. And just anyone out there, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255, and you can be connected to resources. There is help, and people do care. We'll link all of this to this interview. TJ, thank you so much for all the work you're doing, and you're an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
All right.